Hello, everybody. My name is Kiara Lansman. I'm presenting this investigation as part of my role as a research assistant for University of Turin, Department of Psychology, and California State University, Dominguez Hills Health Science Department. The title of this presentation is The Concurrent Effects of Parenting and Religiosity on Adolescent Substance Use in Dutch and Italian Adolescents. So I just want to mention that I have no relationships to disclose. Okay, so let's take a look at the study overview. Basically, we conducted a cross-sectional study looking at the influences of parenting and religiosity on substance use among Dutch and Italian adolescents. Now, when I'm talking about substance use, what I really mean is alcohol and marijuana. The reason we decided to take a look at these two influences is because in Dutch and Italian populations, they have higher than average rates compared to the European averages. Also, one other thing I want to point out here is that we found in Italian populations that alcohol is normative while marijuana is not, and actually the opposite is true in Dutch populations where marijuana is normative and alcohol is not. Okay, so for Italian adolescent substance use, we found in the 2011 ESPAD report that 63% of Italian students reported drinking alcohol in the last 30 days, and 46 have used it more than three times in the last 30 days. This actually might not be as shocking as it sounds because many adolescents report drinking alcohol at the dinner table with their parents. However, they do have higher than average usage rates of cigarettes, marijuana, and other illicit drugs as well. They also have one of the highest proportions of high-risk marijuana users. What this means is that they're using alone before midday, having memory disorders, and unsuccessful quit attempts. Okay, so here's a nice graph we can take a look at here, Italian versus European averages. We do see that they do have higher than average rates for alcohol use in the past 30 days and cannabis use as well. Moving on to Dutch adolescent substance use, we also know that they over a quarter of Dutch students reported using cannabis in the last 30 days, and they also have a higher than average amount of alcohol consumed during their last drinking day. Okay, taking a look at these two graphs, we can see from 2007 that the Dutch indeed have higher than average rates compared to the averages for alcohol volume during their last drinking day and cannabis use. Now, the reason I'm using a 2007 graph is because there was no 2011 data available for the ESPAD report. Okay, here's another nice graph, again showing that they are above average for alcohol use during their last 12 months, cannabis use, and alcohol volume during their last drinking day. Okay, here's another graph. This shows the changes between 2003 and 2007 for all of the countries in the ESPAD report, and we can see that both Netherlands and Italy have really remained pretty steady for their lifetime marijuana use. Here's a very similar graph, however, this is for lifetime alcohol use. And again, we can see that both the Netherlands and Italy have remained pretty steady. So what does this really mean at this point? We see that both Italian and Dutch populations have higher than average rates. So we definitely want to look at what's influencing the adolescents. So we decided to look at two very important domains in an adolescent's life, parenting and religiosity. We know from past research that family life is one of the strongest predictors of adolescent substance use. In particular, emotional support and behavioral control are known risk factors for substance use. Also, parental control is more influential than emotional support, no matter what the substance. One study from 2008 actually found that the combination of parental monitoring, support, and the amount of time spent with adolescents directly decreases the likelihood of adolescent substance use. And they also found that strengthening the bonds between parents and adolescents, in addition to increased parental support and monitoring, contribute to lower adolescent substance use as well. Moving on to parental control, we also know that clarified parental roles has been linked to lower substance use, and that the greater the perceived parental control, the less amount of adolescent substance use. Choquet et al. 2008 also found that there's a distinct relationship between high parental control and lower substance use, and that high parental control has a greater association with cigarettes and cannabis use over alcohol use. So now we're moving on to religiosity, which is the other important domain we took a look at. We also know that religiosity is a protective factor against substance use in adolescents. This could be because it's also a protective factor for general risk-taking behaviors. This could be because it also improves health, provides a certain amount of values and beliefs, as well as a distinct set of coping skills that can help deter adolescents from risky behaviors. Good and all 2010 found that religious service attendance was a significant factor in substance use because it actually directly discourages it. However, Marsiglia 2012 found that adolescents who attend religious services and actually do not place a high importance on religion are actually more at risk for substance use. So with all of this research, we found that religion is obviously a very important factor in an adolescent's life. However, we've also seen that it might be a good idea to look at this in other populations as well as in combination with other things, which brings us to parenting and religiosity. We did actually find one notable study that took a look at these two influences already, Henneke et al. 2011. They found that parental support and religiosity independently contribute to pro-social behaviors in adolescents. Now, when I'm talking about pro-social behaviors, what I really mean is academic success and moral behavior. They also found that while religious involvement isn't necessary for pro-social behaviors, even in homes where there is high parental support, actually religion enhances the social functioning of adolescents. So again, with all of the research that we found, we also see that a lot of these studies have been conducted in the United States, and that it would be wise at this point to take a look at other countries and see how these influences are affecting them. So this brings us to our current study, which was to look at parenting and religiosity in European countries, specifically Italian and Dutch adolescents. Again, this study is needed because these two countries have very high substance use rates, and we definitely want to try and curb prevention methods in the future and tailor them. So this is actually a very large Italian study. It's part of a greater investigation, looks at a variety of health indicators and outcomes. We were later able to bring this study into the Dutch population. So for our method and sample, we had 489 Italian respondents and 450 Dutch. The mean age was 17. And the study was conducted in Turin in Italy, which is a large metropolitan city in the northwest, and in Groningen in the Netherlands, which is a large city in the northeast. Now, the study cannot actually be considered representative of the whole Italian and Dutch populations. However, it can be considered representative of the schools at which the adolescents attended. So speaking of schools, we actually had four different types of schools that we took a look at. One was a high educational track school, which is similar to schools here in the United States. And then there were three vocational and technical schools, which are similar to schools, vocational schools here in the United States as well. The analysis included non-missing data from the respondents, and again, we're looking at a cross-sectional influence of family life and religiosity on the Italian and Dutch populations. So we actually had to conduct a hierarchical linear level model to account for intra-school correlation between students. So basically what this means is that many times people from the same social context may actually respond more similarly than normal. So we have to account for this and make sure that their answers are independent. As for our measures, again, this is from a larger Italian study. It was actually derived from Dresser's problem behavior theory, and the validity of the scales has been established across multiple studies and populations. As for the study variables, we looked at family climate by asking on a scale of 1 to 5 how often the family does things together, as well as if they can talk to their parents about anything. For parental strictness of rules, we asked about strictness inside and outside the home, including chores, curfew, bedtime, things like that. For religiosity, on a 4-point scale, we looked at how important religion is to the adolescent. For a number of religious services, on a 5-point scale, we asked how often they attend church services. And for church group membership, we asked on a 5-point scale how many activities they participate in. Oh, and the Cronbach alphas were acceptable for those. As for our outcome variables, for alcohol use, we asked in the past 6 months how many times did the adolescent drink 5 or more drinks of beer, wine, or liquor? And for marijuana use, we asked how many times in the past 6 months did they smoke marijuana? Okay, so let's take a look at our alcohol use results now. We did find, interestingly enough, that both in Italy and the Netherlands, stricter family rules was associated with lower alcohol use. However, only in Italy did we find that older age was associated with increased use. And in the Netherlands, greater religiosity was associated with lower use, and being female was associated with higher use. Here are numerical results for alcohol use in both countries. Okay, moving on to the marijuana use results. We found in Italy that both greater parental support and greater of number of religious services attended was associated with lower use. And again, in the Netherlands, we found that greater religiosity was associated with lower use. Here are our numerical results for marijuana use. Okay, so in conclusion, we definitely know that parenting and religiosity are important cornerstones in an adolescent's life and definitely contribute to pro-social behaviors. So we did find that religiosity did not associate with Italian alcohol use, and parenting did not associate with Dutch marijuana use. However, like I said, stricter family rules was associated with lower alcohol use in both countries, and greater religiosity was associated with both lower alcohol and marijuana use in the Dutch. As for our study limitations, since it was self-reported data, it's not proper for an objective analysis. And Italian and Dutch adolescents may have a different understanding of the questions and thus give a different relative importance to each question. So as for the future directions, we definitely like to take a look at both experimentation and heavy use and identify the causes of each. For example, maybe we'd like to take a look at why some youth just experiment and others become regular users. Also, we'd like to do a longitudinal study beginning before the adolescents actually begin experimenting, so starting maybe in elementary school, and that would give us a better understanding of the way religiosity and family affect youth.